A new study in the American Journal of Psychiatry concludes that many Americans suffer from compulsive or addictive shopping, and the report likens the addiction to pathological gambling. Our humorist Brian Unger examines one aspect of this dangerous habit in today's Unger Report.
Shopping, an addiction. To the lead researchers at Stanford University, the Unger Report salutes you, ye masters of the obvious, but faults ye for not highlighting the prime cause of this addiction for women. The arm candy that is destroying relationships across this great land of ours. Yes, handbags. Purses, clutches, pocketbooks, the new dime bags. No longer 10 bucks, 10,000 bucks. On the street, they go by names like Hildegard Hobo, Beaver, Minnie Linda, or Striping Trish. Whatever you want to call it, it is destroying the fabric of American coupledom, leaving men in utter shock that a woman could spend $4,000 on a leather sack, then call it an accident, like slipping on a banana peel. The Unger Report interviewed a variety of handbagaholics, all of whom wish to remain anonymous, and who are heard here in dramatic recreation.
I call all my handbag purchases accidents. The delicious Burberry bag I almost accidentally purchased today was $1,800. Then I thought it's either the bag or the mortgage.
The handbag. So powerful, so addictive, it's forcing women to choose between a tote on their arm or a roof over their head. Another woman confesses,
"Once I waited 3 weeks for a handbag to come in, you would have thought I was waiting for a kidney."
A horrifying admission that a purse is often more precious than filtering one's own blood.
I could feed a small nation on my handbag obsession.
More important than food, essential is shelter, vital is health. Men, we don't even make the list. Experts say 6% of women are compulsive shoppers, and while not a recognized psychiatric diagnosis, it is being considered for inclusion in the next edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. But experts have done little to confront the emerging handbag threat, as so many men have. One who asked that his name be withheld said about his girlfriend,
"She got depressed and went out and bought an $8,000 Fendi fur spy bag. I thought she was talking about a car. Then she showed me the car and it fit on her arm."
This reporter replied, "Never admit you know what a Fendi fur spy bag is. Now go play tackle football, change the spark plugs on your car, and read Cigar Aficionado." For some compulsive shoppers, the handbag is a visible identifier of status.
It's like wearing a clothing label on the outside of your shirt.
One woman says of her need to cop a Chanel handbag. The price? $3,000.
The bag wasn't even big enough to hold money, which is fine because I won't have any after I buy it.
Consumer alert. The handbag is the new crystal meth that won't screw up your teeth, just ruin your credit. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.